So, news has come out that underage drinking is such a problem in South Africa. And with the festive season coming up in a few weeks, there are actually concerns that, you know, the problem that South Africa is currently facing, which is underage drinking, mm-hmm. will increase. So, 50% of teenagers in South Africa drink alcohol. South African children drinking from as young as the age of 10.
Sure.
When I saw this, I was so shocked because I'm thinking, when you are 10 years old, aren't you supposed to be drinking juice and eating candy?
Exactly. That's what I thought as well. But then it's actually quite shocking that it's gotten to this stage where 10-year-olds are also drinking as well. Like, it's really shocking for me, I must say.
Yeah. We also learned that our country is the sixth largest consumer of alcohol in the world. Would you agree to this?
Yes. Right. I'm not surprised at all, actually. When you consider how many lorries have maybe they've overturned on the side of the road.
Sure.
And you see how many people go and collect that alcohol there. I'm actually not at all surprised that we are actually the sixth in the world in terms of consuming alcohol. But it also says a lot because, I mean, we're consuming so much alcohol. But then when you look at the figures, I mean, they sort of show a country that's in... like, very unequal, you know, and I don't understand if maybe is the alcohol having somewhat of an effect on this inequality within society or what, but then, yeah, it's actually, all these statistics are very shocking, actually.
Yeah, but also considering the unemployment stats that came out not so long ago, whereby we learned that there's so many people who are unemployed in our country. Where do we get money to buy alcohol?
But that's the thing as well. I think... alcohol is also quite affordable. When you consider that, you can also have like your traditional alcohol. I remember there was one of the documentary programs on the SABC where they actually did a documentary about, this traditional... Yeah, I think it's Umqombothi or it's Iphafane or basically the traditional alcohol, right? So then they had a documentary about that, and you actually... when you saw how many people actually spent their days at the taverns just drinking the whole day... it's not actually very surprising that, I mean, even though people are poor, still, like, you can still get alcohol because it's very inexpensive, actually, compared to, like, other brands of alcohol.
Also, people who sell alcohol have been advised not to sell alcohol to minors. And also, you know, they need to make sure that people who buy alcohol are over the age of 18. I always have an issue with that statement because, I mean, I can ask a friend of mine to buy alcohol on my behalf if I'm under 18. But anyway, when we come back, we get into news with Usandile. For now, let's pay the bills.